The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind: my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to The Financial Chick Show, and I am The Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I am here live every Friday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. So if you have any questions on anything we discuss on the show, you can check out my website at financialchickshow.com or give me a call at the office at 631-758-8691. We are also on Facebook at Diversified Financial Solutions, so like our page to get updates and see what is happening. So I hope you all had a great week this week. We're coming off a short week last week due to the Memorial Day weekend. So this week was a full one, and it felt like it, right? It was long. So what continues is the sense of urgency and excitement with schedules being so busy. We're seeing rescheduled weddings, events, people seeking out things to do like traveling and concerts, etc. And it just seems like a flurry of activity. It is encouraging and feels good to see things coming back to some sense of normalcy, whatever normalcy is, right? But I guess some sense of normalcy. I'm just not sure we're all ready for it. It felt like a 0 to 60 rush in a car. We went from doing puzzles and eating together as a family to trying to keep up with events by picking up fast food and just doing things that are probably not the best for us because we just don't have time. We're time deprived again. But that part of the frenzy is not so good. It was nice to have stores close early and have that time to not have to do things or not to be able to do things. So what do I mean by that? My husband, actually, his family lives in Bergen County, New Jersey, and they still adhere to the blue laws. So depending on, I guess, your generation or your age group, you may not know what that means. So blue laws states that they restrict the sale of certain goods on Sundays, forcing department stores, malls, and most retail stores to close for the day. So everything from clothing to furniture to appliances are off limits, but food and alcohol can still be purchased. It would be great to have a day of rest for the workers, of course, but also giving families the opportunity to do things and be together. It was just kind of neat. I mean, of course, it was an inconvenience. And, of course, I'm a realist. We're back to work. So, you have to go out to the stores after work or on the weekends or whatever the case may be. But it might be nice just even like one night to know that maybe a Tuesday night, just as a random day, that things would close maybe at 6:00. And you just, going to go home and that'll be your day of quality time. So I don't know, just throwing that out there for anybody that's listening or cares, but it might be a cool thing. That's something that I certainly miss from the pandemic. So as I mentioned a few weeks ago, my daughter started her first job and she finally got her paychecks. Well, of course, that story is that I'm like, Megan, you work and you're supposed to get paid. What are you doing? Like I kept saying, did you get your paycheck? And it was a back and forth. Oh, it's supposed to be direct deposited. And there was just all these different things that were going on. So I asked her, so you got it. So she finally was able to get her paychecks. And then she said to me, so, you know, I made like a certain amount of money. Why don't I get to keep all of that? Which if you'd listened a couple of weeks ago, this is what I said. And I kind of knew she was going to ask me this question. So my husband and I explained to her, and she was a bit disappointed. She's like, wait, you know, I earned this, but this my bottom line number is not that big. So we told her that now she understands why we yell at the news or at the television when we hear things about raising taxes, etc. So as a financial advisor, I know that we must pay our fair share of taxes because that is what makes the state and country run, of course. But it's my job to help you minimize your taxes that you have to pay. So my kid is 15 and our options are a bit limited at this point. But for you, my listeners, if you feel you are paying more in taxes than you should, of course, everybody does, right? I mean, I'll give you the realistic answer whether you are or not. But give my office a call for a free consultation at 631-758-8691. And let's review your situation. Let's see what's going on there and see if there's ways that you can maximize your tax savings, whether it be contributing to your 401k or 403b if you're not doing so. Actually, I just this week I have a teacher. I don't know if she's a new teacher, but a teacher that's going to be coming to me to open up her 403b. So the excitement's there. People are doing things and it's really awesome. So like I said, give me a call. I can help you too. You know, if it's things that you need to do, whether it's saving for retirement or saving for taxes. But so can we believe that it is actually June? I don't know. I don't even know where half the months went. I've been present, but I just feel it's been flying by. So we're just about at the midpoint of the year. So I felt that this may be a good time to do a mid-year outlook as to what's going to happen for the next several months or the next half of the year. A lot of people are asking me that. You know, we have some people that are tentative, like what's going on with the market? Is it going to continue to go up? Or, you know, you have other people that are saying, well, you know, I need to get in. Like, I need to do this. I mean, one thing that we're hearing is people have money on the sidelines, but where do we go and what do we do? So as an independent financial advisor, I have access to amazing research from so many organizations. So I found this great piece to share with you today. So check out this title if you want to talk about encouraging and, you know, Friday excitement. The U.S. is set to boom, zoom, and consume. So let's check this out. So it seems kind of like an interesting title. So they kind of started off with, they say, you know, you remember that iconic photo signifying the end of World War II with sailors kissing nurses in New York's Times Square. So I don't know if you remember those pictures, those iconic, the nurse, you know, being tilted back, almost like in a dance move. So they're saying, you know, don't expect that much exuberance this year. But Americans are actually throwing open their doors, getting out of the house, and starting to party like it's 1945. And for some of you may say, my God, that's ancient history. And some of you are like, man, I remember I was partying in 1945. But to be sure, COVID remains a global public health threat, so we know that, and continues to spread in many countries. But in the U.S., consumers are spending again, and Americans and the American economy is awakening from its artificially induced slumber. So, you know, we talk about that, that, you know, whether we should have closed, whether we shouldn't have closed, you know, a lot of states did different things. But, you know, at this point, we're seeing, you know, a huge pent-up demand. And, you know, I think a lot of people are likely underestimating its magnitude and duration at this point. So we don't really know. I mean, there's still a lot of question marks. Things are opening, but really at different levels, although it seems like the you know, the doors have opened this week. I mean, as far as masks and just everything. So as we've seen in Israel, China, and other countries, as you get the virus under control, new cases start to plummet and activity rises rapidly. So we expect that the economy rebound we are seeing in the U.S. to ramp up dramatically. So it's a pretty good situation. I mean, you know, especially if you're a president at this time, to have this type of economy dealt to you, that's not a bad deal. You know, you really, the only way we can go up is up, you know, so it's kind of a good thing. So regardless of policy, I mean, you're just really going to have a great run. So most of this is thanks largely to the rising consumer spending and the trillions in government stimulus. The U.S. gross domestic product, which is our output in the U.S., rose an annual 6.4% in the first 3 months of this year, 2021. And the total U.S. economic output could return to pre-pandemic levels by the end of this year of 2021. So years ahead of what they expected. They really thought it would take a whole lot longer, but things are really ramping up quickly. So in fact, the International Monetary Fund, or the IMF, expects a 6.4 U.S. GDP, or gross domestic production growth for all of 2021, which is more than double the January estimate they anticipated to be at 3.1%. After U.S. household income growth soared, So that's an important thing. People are going back to work. They're getting paid, raises, businesses are busy. So that's a really positive thing that we don't hear a lot about on the news. But income growth soared to a record 21.1% this March. Now, again, keeping it in perspective, last March, everything shut down and people weren't doing a whole heck of a lot. But the fact that, you know, we're seeing such an exuberance and a push really is exciting. So, you know, with the vaccine rollout, it's really compressing the time between the stimulus and the functional end of COVID. So we could see even stronger growth than the market expects, you know, today. You know, we're hearing different things, and this is an opinion piece just like everything else. But, you know, all the signs are showing that this is going to be a pretty good year. So what's the big reason? Most of it is because people are sitting on cash. There's a lot of cash, and that's probably the calls I get most right now. Well, we're getting close to the break, believe it or not, right away. So much to talk about, but time flies when you're having fun. So this is the Financial Chick, Denise Nostrom, the company's diversified financial solutions. I help you look for financial solutions when you feel like there are none. Feel free to contact me at 631-758-8691. The break is right around the corner, so stay tuned, and we're going to talk more about how we're going to boom, zoom, and consume in the U.S. Welcome back. This is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. My company is in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. We are here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and we are here to help you navigate all of those changes. So welcome back. And I'm going over an article that I came across this week by a company I do some business with called American Funds or Capital Group, and they had an interesting thing, and the title caught my attention. It's called "The U.S. is Set to Boom, Zoom, and Consume." So that's pretty good. Feel good Friday, right? So this is all exciting stuff. So we were talking about a few things, but where I left off was a lot of people are sitting on a cash stash. So what does that mean? So because we weren't able to do a lot last year, you know, there weren't concerts, there weren't movies, there wasn't any travel, stimulus checks were popping out from the government, a lot of people are sitting on cash and they're ready to spend it. So that's already started to really charge the economy and the recovery. You know, the stimulus checks, like I said, and the recovering job market, personal savings, listen to this number, rates soared to 21% of disposable income in the first quarter of 2021. So as a financial advisor, we're always telling people, put away some money, you know, 3 to 6 months of expenses. So in case for emergencies or pandemics, which hopefully we don't have another one. But, you know, I think we learned that that history is well, hopefully it's history. We learned that lesson from this particular event. But, you know, there's indications that consumers, many of them who are fully vaccinated, are planning to use some of that stash to take long delayed vacations. We're already seeing that happen, or simply get out of the house and go to dinner. I mean, just talking to some of my clients, you know, they're actually saying, wow, you know, we actually went out to dinner for the first time and it felt great. So it's good to hear those types of things. So all of that is part of investing and for your future. So where I'm going with the show today is like, you know, there's always opportunity. We feel it's the market's too high, the market's too low, the market's whatever. You know, it's really looking at where the opportunities are. And I know we have a very exciting time right now with the Long Island Islanders, right? The Islanders are going to the Stanley Cup. And Wayne Gretzky would say a very interesting phrase, and it's very resonant in the, very important in the financial industry, and I use it with clients all the time, that what we want to do, we don't want to be where the puck is. We want to be where the puck is going to be. So if you have that foresight as to where you should invest, I mean, it's all great to say, oh, wow, this thing went up 50% or 40% or 30%. It's doing great. And I'm going to invest in it now. But it takes a lot of savviness and insight to get the thing that's going to do best next. So that's really, I think, the economy that we're in right now and really is going to create the success or failure for you. The investor or you listening here for your future, whether it's saving for your college education, for your kids, or for your retirement. So One of the things that they said that bookings for domestic air travel, as I'm sitting here in the airport and people are walking, so you know you can definitely see the resurgence here just at MacArthur Airport that things are happening. But bookings for domestic air travel and restaurant reservations placed through online services OpenTable have rebounded very strongly. So there's been a real positive, really positive numbers coming out there. And one of the things they said that is our memories are marked by experiences and connectedness with other human beings, right? So, you know, travel and dining is going to come roaring back because people are just really ready to get out there and be with people again and have fun. So one of the questions was how, you know, have any of these companies become stronger because of COVID? And I thought this was a really, really interesting facet that many businesses in the travel and leisure industries did not take the pandemic, you know, standing still. They really were innovative and creative and did a lot of things. So it was interesting, and this was obviously written a little bit before yesterday. Cruise lines like Royal Caribbean, if you were listening to the news, you could see that unfortunately they did have their inaugural, they set sail the other day, and unfortunately two people on the cruise ship tested positive for COVID. So, but anyway, keeping that in mind, Royal Caribbean have established strict protocols to limit the spread of illness when sailing. So they did that, so we'll see how that all plays out. Companies like Hilton are buying more properties and streamlining operations. Interesting, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have two gentlemen on the show. They do a hotel real estate investment trust, and they have some amazing stories to share with everybody. So I'm really looking forward to having them on in a couple of weeks. In food service, Darden, which is a big brand, a multi-brand restaurant operator, adopted pickup service, online ordering, and contactless payments. So I'm sure many of you, because you didn't feel comfortable going into the restaurants, you know, use that. You know, that you went to pick up your food or you've used the DoorDash. And so a lot of creative stuff. And I saw a lot of this down in Patchogue, too. I mean, we were doing that to try to help those restaurants or these small businesses in our own community and our people, you know, do things like they were delivering food to the house with, you know, with wine and all these different things that really a lot of creativity. So I'll give a shout out to my friend Paige Pfeiffer from the Cheese Patch and a few of the other restaurants because they were somebody that did that. And we partook in that endeavor. And it was really a lot of fun. So companies, you know, use the crisis to innovate and to improve. So in many cases, I think a lot of this stuff is going to continue. You know, so we want to invest in those companies that are positioned to surpass the competition. If they didn't innovate and improve their business to kind of work, you know, around these types of things, you know, it really, they're going to fall behind. And in my industry, too, we're finding a lot of the big companies, now I'm going to tap the independent financial advisors for a moment. You know, a lot of the big companies, they closed down their offices and really said that there was no in-office meetings, like at all. You know, masks or no masks. You know, I'm not going to use any big names, but you know the big names of the big financial firms. Being an independent financial advisor and being in a smaller category, not that big conglomerate, the show went on. Actually, the woman that was my first client that came back into the office for an in-office meeting, May of last year, was just in my office this past Monday, and we kind of made a big, or you know, big deal of it because she actually was the first one to come to the office, and you know, it was just an interesting thing. And now she's coming back, and we're, you know, vaccinated and no masks, and so it's just an interesting world that we live in. But innovation and, you know, working around the pandemic, I think was really an important thing. So as economies open up more and more economically sensitive stocks have their day in the sun, we definitely see a transition. We saw that there was growth stocks. Most of the growth stocks did really well last year. Your Amazons, your Netflix, you know, the big companies, all the tech type of companies did very well. But your companies, your tried and true is like a Clorox, which is interesting, Procter & Gamble. So a lot of your oil and gas companies like an ExxonMobil, that's changed. But last year didn't do very well. So we're seeing a transition from growth type of investing to value. So if you have your portfolio and you're not sure if you have growth or value, again, another reason to give my office a call to see really what it is that you're invested in. Give us a call at 631-758-8691. To come in for a consultation and see that you're in the right places at the right time. If you have a big run-up, maybe it's time to take some of those gains off the table and move them into things that we know, again, following that puck, not where the puck is now, but where the puck is going to be. So the disruptors. You know, examples are everywhere. So we look at things like retailers that were innovative. Target, Costco, Home Depot, they were ramping up their digital operations. And who were they trying to take on? Amazon. So Amazon's a beast. But a lot of these companies are really doing a lot to kind of really, you know, beat the competition. And that's a smart thing. Another interesting thing, companies like General Motors and Volkswagen, they're challenging, yes, the big name, Tesla, in electric vehicles. So there's always opportunity in the marketplace. It's just a matter of finding where it is and where it will be. And that's something that myself and my office can help you do by reviewing your assets and your portfolio to make sure you're in the right place at the right time, to make sure you retire when you want to retire. So I have a few things to kind of update you with. One thing is for my town of Brookhaven residents, tomorrow there's a recycling event, which is Saturday, June 12th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Santa Mariches Library, located at 235 Montauk Highway, again in Santa Mariches. They're taking e-waste, that paper, your documents that you have that you don't want to throw in the garbage, don't throw them in the garbage. Get those recycled. And they're also taking back drugs. Don't throw them down the toilet. Make sure you bring them back. The cops take them and they do proper disposal for all of that. Also, just a few words. Next Friday, we are going to have Tony, who owns Hummus here on Long Island, and we're going to talk about opening businesses and entrepreneurship. We're going to have Steve Oakes from Evolve Bank and Trust talking about doing mortgages and refinancing. Is this too late, or is it really the right time to do that? And we're going to have a gentleman, Nathan Ramos, come, who's going to talk about Bitcoin. This guy knows everything about Bitcoin, so you know I'm kind of dabble in it, but we're going to get the real deal. So please make sure you stay tuned the next couple of weeks. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And again, this is the Financial Chick, Denise Nostrom. You can reach me at 631-758-8691 or check me out on the web at financialchickshow.com. Enjoy the weekend.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.